We are learning ourselves getting daf lamed hey and aleph, and we are starting in the top of daf lamed hey and aleph. Tudas nimnu melashbia. It says in our Mishnah that a mono can only collect from the nichsi yisayim with a shvua. And lemaisa they stopped making her swear. The shaila is why. My time. What's the reason? Why they stop letting the amono swear that she doesn't have anything from the ksuba? Is it because of Rav Kana? No, Rav Kana. Amri lo, Amri Rav Yudam Rav. Ma'isa, there's a story. Ba'odam Echa, B'shtei B'tzairis. There's a story in the Hunger Years. Shehifkid dinners of Eitzah Amana. There was a certain person who gave a dinner for safekeeping to a Amana. V'nichosu v'kacho kemech. And she stuck it into a jug of flour to keep it safe. L'ma'isa, she forgot about. V'afasai v'pas. And she baked it in her bread. And one day Ani came to the house, and she's a very nice lady, and she gave this challah to the Ani with the coin inside it. The yom ba baal dinner. So one day the baal dinner came back to pick up his dinner. Vamala, hey, havi li dinner, give me my dinner. Amrale, no, I don't have it. Yahana sama maves ba echod mebanel shal is isha imen heisim medinar chalklum. He says, I don't know where I put it, but I'll say one thing. She makes it like a neshua that her child should die from poison if she was nana from this dinner. Already the Achrayim and Rishash points out this is not really enough to pater her from her shmira, because it's saying you don't know where it is, not a ptur, but that wasn't the point. The point what she's trying to say is that I didn't have enough of it, and she made a shua on that for that. Amru, they said, one of her children died. Because Shamu Chamim, Vedav Amru Ma Mishnish Vemes Ma Dach Shamu swore in truth. Kach, Pashas means she swore in truth because she wasn't nana from it. Kach Hanishba Al Shekach is Kama Kama. Someone who makes a swore Al Shekach, of course, would be a terrible einish. So, huh? My, what's the honor? Yes, walking from the dinner, she gave him a challah. So my, tomorrow is a cash over here. My time, tomorrow is what's takap shot. My time in show. The star shlo makom dinner. Lemaisa, the place of the dinner, she gained that much flour when she gave a whole challah to Rani. She gained that much flour that was displaced by this dinner. So was me nishvus b'emes then. My nishvus b'emes. Kemish nishvus b'emes. It was like she swore b'emes. Like Rashi says. That Doshagegasi Pesha Ainashvuam Ruba Nimulashbiya. So the bar here is this way up to the where the point is that we're trying to say. So maybe the pshat why they stopped making her swear is because it's such a big Ainash. You see how chamer, how medactic you have to be, because here her child died from this, so you see it to be so careful with shuas, therefore they stopped letting her allowing Amana to make shuas. So you have to stop right here. So why, if that is the case, that we're so worried about the Ainash Shvua, so you shouldn't let anyone swear. Like Vasapas Almana, the Mishnah says Nimnu Lashvia, they didn't let Almana swear. So on that, the I saw in the Dvar Yaakov, he answers, and this I think is a good shot, that by ladies is Daitam Kalos. And therefore, they'll faster make a Shvua Sheka, and therefore, since it's so Chomer, we don't allow, the Gemara is saying now, Pshat will be is we don't allow the ladies to swear. But the problem is that then Gemara's cash is Vasapas Almana. Even a grusha also. And the Rishash says you really should ask in any noshim. So no noshim should make a shua. No noshim should make a shua. So Mara Zakasha, even Shemha, my area, Almana, I feel a grusha nami. If the reason why we did not let the Almana make a shua is because we were worried about the Einish that was Chamor, so Im Kain, I feel a grusha nami. Alomar Mazera Mashua, Loshon al Almana, of grusha, Mashviya Maisa. This whole din in our Mishnah, that we don't allow her to swear and to collect her ksuba, is only by Almana, but by grusha we do allow if the problem is that we're worried about the heavy Einish that she could that happened to her if she's swearing falsely. So why do we let a grusha make a shua? Zokti Gemara, I'll tell you pshat. Amona Shani, the Behiya no, the Kotorch Kamedi Asme, since she's working so hard taking care of the Yisoyimim, Asila Ruya Hetera. She will come to be Meira Heter, and therefore, we don't want to swear because the English is terrible. I make a chash for other people. Other people are not so chashish that they're going to swear falsely. But here, special Amona, we're worried she might swear falsely. Why? Because she's marahetted that she takes care of the children and she never got paid for that. So she says, you know what? The money I took before the husband died was because, you know, I'm taking care of the assignment. I doubt we'll go for that. Now I'm collecting my ksuba. She's married ahead to that she deserves more money. And therefore, we didn't allow her to swear. So the question is, so what does our mishnah say? They made a takana that she'll make a neder. Okay, so what does a neder help? If Devarta she's married ahead to her, what does a neder help? So Tais the mask of the Mayra Atera, the small Tais is here, speaks about this question. It says, the Mayra Atera, the Kach Nimim Lashbiya, Sha'inu Shavu Maruba, Ela, Bahadara, Adloi Chomer Kulihai. They made him make a neder because there, it's not so chomer the Einish. That's how Taisus learns. The Ran, B'Shem the Yishalmi, says different pshat. He says that she's more opposite. She's more scared of a neder. And the Miri says, what's pshat? She's more scared of a neder because by a neder, it's constant. She says she's not going to eat bread anymore. So now every day she eats bread, she's over the neder. Therefore, she doesn't want to make a neder that's all the time, so we constantly be over her neder, and therefore a neder is better. So we have Tosfos pshat, we have the Yishalmi's pshat, and why? Tosfos says neder is not as chomer, that's why we allow it to make a neder to collect the ksuba. And the Yishalmi says pshat is that she's more scared of the neder. Like upon him, our Mishnah adds this thing that they stopped making her letting her make a shvua, but they made it the kana of a neder. Rav v'shmul damer tavayu lo yishon over bezdin. This whole halacha that we do not allow her to make a shvua is only in bezdin where it's a shvua the raisa with a sefer Torah and with a shem Hashem. So there the einish is big. Avachutz the bezdin must be an oisa. But out of bezdin we allow her to make a shvua, and we'll explain that in a second a little better. So only in bezdin we don't let her make a shvua, but out of bezdin we let her make a shvua. Frank the Gemara, Eini v'harav le'magvi k'suba la'am l'sa. You see, Rav never ever let Almona collect k'suba because they had a problem here that you couldn't make a shvua, and therefore if you can't make a shvua, you can't collect the k'suba. What happened to the neder? We'll see in a second. But Rav never collected a k'suba. So you see that chutz le'bezdin is not a good shvua. Kasha. Where says it's kasha? B'surah ma'astach. That's the way, the version in surah. This is only the Bezdin that we don't allow her to make a shvua. But out of Bezdin, we do allow her to make a shvua. Again, because out of Bezdin, the Einish is not as bad. And therefore, we allow her to make a shvua because there, it's not so strong, the Einish. Rav says, we do not allow her to make a shvua. Rav never allowed a ksuba to be collected for the amana because we don't let her make a shvua. Now in bezdin, out of bezdin. Now what's pshat on Rav? Why ema shvina is chutz lebezdin? So it's two pshatim in the Rishonim. From Rashi, it's mashma. The reason is because the Rav held that chutz lebezdin, the shvua also causes big einshim. Haraya, the Gemara on top of the Amud, where she said Yehena l'salam avis l'becham b'nal shayis isha, even though that's out of bezdin. So you see, there's strong einish. That's why we don't let her make a shvua out of bezdin. The Rashi learns the opposite. The Rashi learns that, no, maybe it's talking about a big oinish, according to Rav. He agrees to that. But he says, that's not enough of a deterrence that she doesn't have money. She's not scared to make that shua. That's the pshat. She's not scared to make a shua. There's not enough to collect the ksuba. That's how a Rashba learns. Two pshatim. We have Rashi says, really, it's enough, but we don't, according to Rav, he's saying we don't allow her because we're scared of the oinish. According to Rashba, we're saying that we're not scared of the oinish, but we hold it's not enough to get the ksuba. Akapon, the question is, so if you're Rav, why didn't you ever collect ksuba? Just make an neder. V'liyadra, v'ligvaya, and to collect it. So, Gemara, v'shnei the Rav, kili nedri. In the years of Rav, Rav's days, people were very makel on the darim. Like Rav says, kalm hoy on the darim, made him, lavar alehim, hukal osam chinah nidra lagvuya. That in his days, already people, the neder didn't mean anything. Therefore, it wasn't enough to collect. Therefore, in Rav's days, Rav held, you cannot collect the ksuba. Because you can't make a shvua, because we're scared of Einish. And you can't in Bezdin. At a Bezdin, if two pshatim, why Rav held not like that? And that doesn't work because people will make it on a darm. Ahi, so we're still in the middle of the sugya. Ahi da asale kamei de Rav Huna. So there was a Isha came in front of Rav Huna. Om Allah, what should I do for you? I can't give you your ksuba. Ma everloch, the Rav, le magvi ksuba l'armisa. Rav did not allow a almona to collect the ksuba because you can't make her make a shua. Maybe she got it already. Om Ralei, midu taime ela. What we said, so she says to him, she was smart, and she knew the reason because of the shvua. She says, "Me do time Ella Dilma Nakitna Miyadim Ksuvasi. Why not giving back to me? Because maybe I got my ksuba ready." So she jumped and made a shvua. Chai Hashem Tzavakos im Nenesi Ksuvasi Klum. She makes a shvua if she was netted from the ksuba at all. So here's Shmei Rekshua. Am Rav Huna, Moide Rav B'Kafetzes. Rav is Moide by Kafetzes that it works. That by Kafetzes, the Shvua will work. So what does Rashi say? B'Kafetzes. Ho'el V'Kavtzo V'Nishba Re'Nishba V'Gai V'She collects the Ksuba. So this sounds very much like Rashi's Pshat. That the reason why Rav held not Mashbiyim Oysa Chutz, this is what we're Chutz L'Bezdin here. The reason why you're not Mashbiyim her Chutz L'Bezdin, the Rashi, the reason is because whatever is Mashbiyim Rashi, the Pshat is because of Skiya the Oynish. But here she made the Ksuba. She made the Ksuba, she collects it. But the Fidr Rajba that we said that Shvu Chutz L'Bezdin doesn't help. So what's going on with Kafet says? So the Rajba himself asks this question on himself. And the Rajba answers that by Kafetzes, we make her make a shvua in Bezdin. Because the only time we don't make the reason why we don't make a shvua in Bezdin is because we're scared of the Einish. But here she made a shvua already outside Bezdin. So she'd get the Einish anyway if she was lying. So here already we'll bring her into Bezdin and make a shvua, the stronger shvua. A stronger shvua in the Bezdin, yeah, with the whole process, the Kitzes Chayfetz and everything, in order to get the Ksuba. And that's what means by Kafetzes. So it's really Raj by Rashi what Kafetzes means. But Pashup Shad means that she swore Chutz Bezdin and that's enough. Ahida Asalik made the Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So now Isha came the next generation to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. We already have really two Amoraim who did not collect Ksuba for the Amana. We have Rav and we have Rav Huna who did like his Rebbe Rav. Akapadim, Huda Asalik made the Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Amolah Ma Evelach, what should I do for you? Rabba says. The Rav loy magvik suva zarmisla. First of all, Rav held he couldn't collect the ksuva for Amana. But Abba Mori loy magvik suva zarmisla. And also, my father, Rav Huna, also did not allow. So Amalei, so she says to him, okay, so have them as a zaini. Okay, I can't get my ksuba. Let me go back, revert back to what the halach is. The halach is, after the husband dies, she collects mazonis from the estate until she gets a ksuba. So he said, okay, you know what? I can't get ksuba. I'll go back to mazonis, which I do. I'll still get supported by the estate. Now that you ask for your ksuba, you don't get mazaynas either. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hatevaas ksubas of Bezdin. Isha comes to Bezdin and asks for a ksuba. And lamazaynas, she loses the mazaynas because it says in the ksuba, Kol Yemei Merger Amalosach Babesi, that only your amada because of his covered, then she gets mazaynas. But here, she's already asking for a ksuba. She wants to go move on in life. The law is she doesn't get mazaynas. So now, this poor lady left with nothing. She wouldn't have came, she would have got Mazinus. Now she came, and she gets no Ksuba and loses Mazinus. And she's very upset. So she says to the Rabba, Amrlei, Afchu la Kursaya. He gave him a curse that your Gedulos, which means literally means to turn around your chair, which means you should lose your Gedulah. Kibetre, obviously, you're doing like, you know, two man the Amr, you're going like Rav on one hand, that doesn't allow the Shvua. And the other hand, on the other hand, you're passing like Shmuel, who says Tevas Ksubasa Ein L'Mazonis. Vice versa, Rav argues on this. So he says he's doing like, you know, like Rav on one thing and Shmuel the other thing. She was very upset. So Lemaisa, they didn't do anything, but the Rav was scared of this klala. So Rav did was Hafchu L'Kursaya. He turned over his chair, or turned it around, and then V'Tetzua put it back where it was. In order, like, this should be the kiyim of her klala. Still didn't help completely. He was not saved from coming to a little being sick and weak because of this klala that this Isha gave him. Omalei Rav Yehuda Rav Yirmiyah Birah. I'm telling you Allah Lamaisa. Omalei Rav Yehuda about the Rav Yirmiyah Birah. Adra Bebezdin Va'ash Mechos Lebezdin. Either make her make a neder in Bezdin or make a shvua Chos Lebezdin. Basically, Rav Yehuda is possibly not like Rav. And he's saying that you could either do the nether or do the shvul chutz lebezdin. Both of them work. That's one shot in the Rajba. The other shot in the Rajba is they need both. Do both things. Do a nether and do a shvul chutz lebezdin. Why do you hold you to do both things? Because nether in those days was a little kal. It says do it together with the shvul chutz lebezdin. Both of them together will work. But not like Rav who says he never collects the amana. He says I have a way to collect the amana. Make him do both. Either both or one or the other one. It's two pshatim reshaina. The lazy color. And let everyone find out about this. Believe of Udne, let everyone hear. I want everyone to know, not like Rav, that's possible to collect the ksuba. Like Rav says, the ina da'ava b'maisa, k'shmuel, Rabbi, lahaytzi maliban shal tamidim shal Rav. I want to be maitzi from the tamidim of Rav, or Rav Huna beis dinah shal hayim agus osam amana. I want to be maitzi from Rav Huna's bezdin who listens to Rav. I want to show you this is the way we go. That you do collect the ksuba al yidei either neder or shvuchas of bezdin, or like the Rav has said, means both. Gufa, Omer Rav Zera Amar Shmuel. We had before, and more to the top of the Amr, that this whole halacha that we're nimnu ulamil ashbia, we didn't let her make a shvua to collect the ksuba, is dafka by amana. But grusha, you do let the grusha make a shvua. Frey to Gemara, smashma that if that's pashut. If she has to make a shvua, she can't make a neder. The grusha the adur loy, and a grusha made a neder is not sufficient. Well, shalchu mitam, they want them sent from Eretz Yisrael. Isha came from the Isha was from Bavel, and she went her and her husband to Eretz Yisrael. And there, they got divorced, and we'll see what it means they got divorced in a second, and she asked for a ksuba, and the Bezdin made her a psak din for the nechasim of Bavel. And she's coming to Bavel now with that shtar that says, a way to her for her to collect the nechasim. And it says in the shtar like this, Eich plainso bas plaini, a certain woman bas plaini, the son, the daughter of Reuven, let's say, kabilis gita miyodat acha bahardia, she accepted a get from Acha Bar Hedya, the Miskari Eimari, that is called Eimari. Benedarta, this shikl right to Rabbeinu Tam a little bit, into the Chol Shom Sheyeshlo, it's the shikl shal like Rabbeinu Tam, this is where Tam brings a raya, on Dachlam Dalam Beis, the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from this Gemara, that's a raya to him, they don't write the Chol Shom Sheyeshlo, he actually write the name. The Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from this Gemara. The Miskari Eimari, Benedarta, Vasarta, and she made a neder, Vasar to perish from Allah, the loy kabel ksuvasa that she did not accept for ksuba, ella few things. Ella glufkara, which is like a coat. Glufkara, one coat, the sefer tilamecha, and a sefer tilam, the sefer iiv, and a sefer iiv, umem shalois, and a sefer of mishlei baluum, rubbed out. But you see, like, what Isha's nechasim was that she had a coat and three holy books. Like upon him, she said, this is what I got. And we shot it up, the peasant saying, and 5 mana, but you still owed more money for a ksuba. Give her the rest. So what does it say in this document that came to Bavel? That this Isha, who is divorced, made an ad that she did not get anything besides these things, and she still deserves more. So what do you see? Even though it says a gita in this document, she got her get, so about someone who's divorced. And someone's divorced made a neder, and we didn't make her make a shua. So it's shver. We just said that by grusha we make her make a shua. Here it sounds like neder's enough. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, who get yivim have? It was a get yivim. What does get yivim mean? Rashi learns it means yivam al yezesh shenosn la get lepoysal lachem. This get was a get that passed her on the other brothers. Therefore, she needed chalitza, and now she's collecting a ksuba. So this get that's written in the shtar is the get that passed her up from doing yibum. Get doesn't make you a mutl shuk and chalitza. But if someone gives one of the brothers give a get, it makes them also do yibum. Frank Taisvis, if that's the case, you want to get yivmim, which means the thing that passes her, you don't collect the ksuba with a get. Say in the document that you got chalitza. You don't collect the ksuba until you finish with it. Taisvis on top of the amud. Pers bekuntish nosan le get lepoysa lachem ksubas anichse baila rishayim. Because of brektaisis, so hoylam lahasker get like nitna ksuba liguez atcha tachlitz. Why hoylam nuchta shecholza? Mamash a bumper kasha Rashi. And for taisis, I'm gonna read a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Get yivme means that the case was here: she was married, her husband died without children, and then she remarried the second husband. If she gets divorced from the second husband, where does the ksuba come from? The first husband. So that's what we're saying over here. She got a get. And she's collecting the ksuba over here. And the Gemara is answering, here, you don't make her make a shua, you make her make a neder. That's Taisa Pshat. The problem is, Bishop Firashi, that she was almana. So loy plug by almana, we say she's married hati. You know, she doesn't have yisaimim, but loy plug by almana. But now we're not talking about almana, we're talking about a regular divorcee, a regular grusha. There's a kasha on Taisa's regular grusha, so what's the married hati? So Taisa has the kasha. And Taisa says the words are, that umayril hatayram shim the katarcha kam yachiv. Now, what does that mean? Dr. Pnei Yeshua, what it means is that she's very hetter because she took care of their estate before she got Yibum. In between her husband dying and she's doing Yibum, she took care of the estate. She's Mara Heter, that she deserves some money for that. And that's why we're not going to let her make a Shvuah. So that's what it means. Mara Kasha, that Chayra, by a Grusha, you have to have a Shvuah. Everything, Mara, here's not a regular Grusha. Firashi, because you're talking about a get Yivmim before you do Chalitza. That's what you're talking about, a get. And she's still really a Amana. It's not really a get. And Tois learning is a regular get. But it's talking about a case of a Yibum. And there she's Mara Heter because she took care of the Nechasim Kamei Achim. That's the Tupshatim in the Gemara. And that's what's coming out. The only by Amana, Nimrul Ashbiya, not by a Grusha.